Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name's Gary Stewart, and this is Conscious Connection. Today we have Karen Carnabucci is our guest here, so let me get here to talk about constellations and psychodrama and the difference between both. She's a fellow facilitator, and she's been involved in healing work a long time, so let me get her online so we can speak. Hello, Karen, are you there?
Yes, hello, Gary. I am right here.
Welcome to Conscious Connection. I'm so thrilled to speak to you today about constellations and psychodrama in your book on integrating psychodrama and constellation work. So I'm very excited to speak to you today.
Thank you for having me. I'm
absolutely
excited to be here too. Yes.
Yes, so just to cut to the chase here, where we have just a half hour, we have to get a lot in here. What is psychodrama, and how is it different from constellation work?
Well, psychodrama has been around for a very long time, actually, starting back in 1921 with Dr. J. L. Moreno. He was the first to identify that there was a way to work with action rather than just talking about one's problems, and valued this whole idea of experience, action, and actually also systemic theory. Some people believe, I'm one of those people who believe this, is that he was actually the first modern systemic thinker with this idea that we have relationships in our life and we are connected to other people, past and present, which of course in constellation work we're very interested in people's relationships, especially their family relationships. Before Moreno, people really didn't consider relationships. They really considered the individual psyche, and so forth, and how that psyche was impacted. Moreno said, no, we belong to a whole community of people. We have families, we have groups, and we ought to really look at people in relationship to that. And he developed essentially improvisation to help us talk to absent people, interact with absent people. Sometimes he did include a husband or wife. But the whole idea was that we could experience our relationships in the moment with the help of what in psychodrama is called auxiliaries.
Mm-hmm. And what are auxiliaries exactly?
Well, in constellation work, we call them representatives.
Their function is
a little bit different. In psychodrama, the auxiliary helped auxiliarize the action. So if I needed to talk to my mother, or my sister, or my father, or whoever, or maybe a part of myself, someone would come forward to play that role, and I would have a chance then to interact with that part of me or that person, living or dead.
Great. So that's wonderful. That's very much like constellations when we would bring a rep in to be a deceased ancestor or communing with the inner child and the adult who's having the problems as well.
Yes. There are differences, and, you know, a lot of people think that, well, psychodrama and constellation are alike, or sometimes when I first got involved with constellation work, some of my psychodrama friends would say, oh, they're just doing bad psychodrama. but the truth is they are different but related methods, and I think that each have their place. You know, sometimes people also say, well, psychodrama, that's kind of outdated. That was there during the 60s. But the truth is they are very complementary, and I think that one reinforces the other. And I think it's very important for anyone
Hello?
Who does psychodrama. I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Hello? I'm
yes?
sorry. We seem to have lost her.
I'm here, Gary.
Hello?
I'm here. Can
Karen,
you hear me?
Are you still there?
I am here. I am here.
Hello?
Gary,
Karen,
I can
are you still there?
You. I can hear you, Gary, but I don't think you can hear me. Gary, can you hear me?
Well, my name's Gary Stewart, and we're speaking to Karen Carnabucci about constellations and psychodrama. She, like me, is a trained facilitator in constellation healing work, and she actually trained with my teacher, who is Heinz Stark. We both have the same training and are certified by Heinz Stark to be constellation facilitators. I trained over a decade ago and have been active in constellations for the past, dozen years, doing workshops every Saturday night. And Karen also, who I've met at many conferences, has been trained as a psychodrama professional and a constellation facilitator as well. And we seem to have lost her here. And hopefully she'll call us right back. The phone got disconnected somehow. This has never happened before, so I hope she calls us right back. And I will try to reach her by cell here. And it's a wonderful modality here. And it... 1 second. Karen, your call dropped. We're on the air and there's nothing happening. Call the show back immediately. Bye. And as I was saying, Karen does constellations. Let me tell you where Karen's going to be calling back any second. We seem to get disconnected. Here she is. Hello, Karen. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. I don't know what happened, how the call dropped or whatever. That's never happened on this show before. I apologize to our listeners profusely. I was talking to our listeners about your training in with Heinz Stark, my teacher in constellations. So you know both modalities. Like me, I was talking about constellation training, and we have a similar path. And then you have psychodrama as well. So if we could continue our conversation about psychodrama, and I'm very sorry for the dropped call to our listeners here.
Yes, I'm right here. I'm right here. You might want to know what is the difference between when we might use psychodrama or when I might use psychodrama and when I might use constellation work. I think
yes,
that
absolutely.
Is a key piece from practitioners, including some students that I train and many others, including people who simply come to my constellations. We might look at the psychodrama as providing a chance to experience the conscious story.
Mm-hmm.
And we might look at constellation as an opportunity to experience the story that goes deeply underneath that conscious story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the conscious story might be, my mother was a terrible person, she was abusive, she really hurt me, she yelled at me all the time, she was awful, and so forth. Well, it's going to be awfully hard to feel connected to that mother and let that mother stand behind us, so to speak, if the person is so enmeshed in that story and so...
Yeah.
Convinced that that he or she is the victim. So
right.
Sometimes we can't start then with constellation because the person does not have perhaps the ability to look at that scene of the love that is present, of the loyalty that is there, and so forth. So we might
mm-hmm.
begin with some simple role play. Role play is a derivative of psychodrama. In allowing the person to experience the conscious story first. And then we
mm-hmm.
might use role reversal to role reverse into that mother or that parent or whoever and try to learn a little bit more on a conscious level what that person's life was about. And
yes.
perhaps
mm-hmm.
in role reversal, the person might learn, my parent suffered already. Oh, my parent was abused. Oh, my parent had hurts or disappointments or
yes.
what have you. And then we develop more compassion and empathy for that individual that might start us to begin to turn, to begin to realize that there's another reality. And then that's the first step in helping us realize maybe there's even a bigger reality than that.
Right. Well, that's what's great about what I found with constellations. I was enmeshed in my family story of allegedly having a bad family system with violence and you name it, and my own personal abuse in that. But when I started doing constellations, I saw there was a huge story that was much bigger than me that transferred from the great-grandparents to the grandparents to me. And when I saw those stories displayed in a constellation, I had so much compassion and empathy, and I actually felt I got off easy compared to my ancestors. So it really transformed energetically my perception. Not that the pain still isn't there from what I went through, but the perception is so much larger. And I love that psychodrama lends itself to the same kind of systemic observation and experience so that the client can change their narrow perception to a much broader perception.
Yes, exactly. So it's all really part of a continuum. In fact, I would say that in some ways psychodrama is one of the ancestors of constellation work, because, you know, we point out in our book, my co-author and I, Ron Anderson, point out that Moreno really developed psychodrama as something new and exciting back in the 1920s and 30s and 40s. No one had done anything like that before. But, you know, Bert Hellinger's brilliance is that he pulled together lots and lots of things and created something very new.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel constellation is somewhat better than psychodrama or the reverse, or they really complement each other in a deep healing way?
They really complement each other. I really believe that each has something to offer the other. We can offer, for instance, in psychodrama, and I was a psychodramatist first, so I use the word we. We can offer ways of working with the client that's perhaps resistant or not ready. You know, Bert Hellinger is famous for telling someone, you're not ready. And then the person, you know, often feels bad in some way or
rejected.
Does not have a good opinion of constellation work. Right. But there's a way around that where you simply begin to use other methods to ease that person more and more and more in, as we said earlier, looking at the bigger picture. Psychodrama also has something called warm-ups, which is the idea that when people are more warmed up, they're more comfortable, they're more able to be fully present, they're able to experience more. And that's, I think, another thing that psychodrama offers constellation work. Now, constellation work offers the depth.
Mm-hmm.
And it offers deep, deep healing.
And it's great that they both can work in tandem. So you find you're able to integrate both together with any individual client according to what their needs are or their history?
Yes. Yes, that is exactly the idea, that that we look and see what a person is open to, what their history is, and then I pick and choose according to what I think is most helpful. I use many other things, too. I use music. I've used art. I've even used tarot cards. But again, it's, you know, what the person is open to and what might fit the situation at the time.
Yes, yes. And why did you write your book?
Well, Ron Anderson, my co-author, won an award from our Psychodrama Association back in about 2009 for his innovation in combining the two. And I was sitting with him at the awards banquet, and I said to him, Ron, let's write a book.
No one
had written on this before, but we had all our handouts from our trainings and our programs and presentations that we had done together. And I said, we'll just put these handouts together and we'll make a book out of it. It was a little harder than that because of
course, we know all book projects, they take on a life of their own.
Yes. As we wrote, we realized that, again, there was a bigger picture as well. But we decided that each method had something to teach the practitioners of the method, and that was the idea. We think it's the first book that is actually combining the two modalities, which is, you know, kind of cool.
That's wonderful. And the title of the book, I'm going to have the link available for people to purchase on our blog talk link with our show here. What's the title of the book?
That would be great. The title of the book is Integrating Psychodrama and Systemic Constellation Work, New Directions for Action Methods, Mind-Body Therapies, and Energy Healing.
Wonderful. And I'm going to have a live link on that with your contact information. And who should read the book?
Well, practitioners of both methods, students of both methods, people interested in alternative healing methods, expressive therapists, such as perhaps art therapists or bodywork therapists, anyone interested in energy healing and wanting to learn how energy and psychotherapy and healing can go together. It's not always on a table. You know, we usually think of energy healing as involved in putting someone on a bodywork table and working with them in that way. But now we're beginning to see how energy really works on so many levels. And we can work with energy in groups and individuals, as you know. And I know you are a very experienced facilitator yourself.
Right, exactly. And body worker, too. So it's I find all roads lead to Rome. And it's whatever brings a client to any of us. And for us to best serve them in their healing process, it's always a true honor. And can you describe a little bit your style in working with people? Say an average client comes in and they're not sure about their family system. They know they have a lot of current life problems that they need help with. So how would you approach that with your multiple modalities?
Well, I always begin with a genogram, which I might do on paper, the classic genogram that, you know, many do. Or I might begin with a genogram with placemats. I actually use placemats that I purchase from thrift stores. So I have them available in my office, and we lay them on the floor. Sometimes I use the sand tray, and we do the genogram with small figures. But I start with wanting to know more about the family and, of course, learning about patterns in the family. Sometimes I send people out to do some genealogical research if they don't know a lot. And then we go from there as we begin to see that there may be some patterns that are impacting on the person's life today.
And do you determine when you're working with somebody if they're ready for constellations first or psychodrama first or constellations next?
Well, I try to interpret what they are ready for based on how they talk about their family, how they talk about themselves. And if they're very much in a victim place, we really have to address that first. If they are more energetically attuned, we might jump in a little sooner directly into constellation work. And sometimes people are open to talking about energy, and that is a very good thing. Sometimes they have tried everything else. You know, they've been to the talk therapist, and they've been to the self-help books, and then they're ready for something else as well, and that's always good. When people are open to alternatives.
Yes, and some people don't like to just take medication, but they really like to dig underneath the symptoms that sometimes pharmaceutical drugs don't work as well with. So it's great when people have the courage and, you know, we're not pharmacists or anything, you know, in alternative healing, but we like to go underneath the root causes of any given symptom in anyone's life. And did you find in your learning and healing process yourself, because a lot of us in the constellation field and many healings field were clients first, did you find it was effective, which drew you to constellations and psychodrama, was effective in working in your life?
I am completely convinced that is the experience that heals. We can have so much knowledge about our life and the circumstances and why we have self-defeating patterns, but it stays as head knowledge, and we have to I believe, have an experience that shifts us from the core. And that, to me, is essence of what really moves us forward, is that experience. And definitely in my own life, that's what drew me to this work. Before I was a psychotherapist, I was actually a daily newspaper journalist.
Oh, wow. Well, that lends itself to your writing books, too, so that's wonderful.
Yes, yes, yes. So this is how I grew. This is how I changed.
Yes.
This is why I live quite a different kind of life today than I did 20 years ago.
That's absolutely wonderful. Yes, and it's great that you have the capability. I always say it's best to be able to walk people through a path because you've been there first. I find in a lot of painful situations that show themselves, like sexual abuse and murders or perpetrator energy and constellations, I've been through my own and my own family system, so it's actually quite easy to walk someone through the path that we've been through before. And I can't say enough that any of us in the healing profession need to continually work on ourselves, heal ourselves, because once we've been to those dark places inside ourselves, then we can lead our clients to the light.
I agree completely, yes, yes. And I often talk about constellation work being a very gentle kind of work where sometimes we just wake up and we're thinking a different thought.
Yes.
It's not even like we're trying to think of that different thought. It just happens, and it's very organic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think is so special about these kinds of experiential activities is our experience shifts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what I had in my where we had the same teacher, which I just found out today, Heinz Stark. He's a wonderful constellation teacher, and he's very thorough, integrating body work, shamanism, all kinds of thought forms. But when I started my training, 2-year training with him, I felt I came from a bad family system, and I can honestly say, after 2 years of working with Heinz, my closing statement, which we had an opening statement, 2 years later a closing statement, is that my family system was good. And that was no small feat to get to that place, considering all the pain and suffering that I experienced in constellations and in my life up to that point. Did you have any revelations for yourself, as personal as you'd like to share, in your constellation training with Heinz?
Well, I think I could say something very similar about that kind of transformation. You know, in my family, my mother and my relationship was very difficult. And it was difficult for many years. And I can honestly say today that I love my mother. And I have a picture of her, and I look at that picture daily. I have a picture of my mom and my dad together, actually. And it's in my office as well as at home. And I can honestly say I look at her eyes and her face, and I see her suffering, and I love her. You know? It's big. It's big to be able to not only see it, but to feel it.
It may seem like a simple statement to a lot of people, but if you really look at the profoundness of that, that we can go from a place of complexity and problematic relationships and get to a place of unconditional love is an amazing feat, because a lot of people are, actually Bert Hellinger would say, they stay children because they blame. They blame, even as adults, that, you know, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, and that's called being too big with your parents. But to actually be small and receive life as it came to you is much more humbling and much more valuable to put you in your order of love in your family system.
I am with you all the way on that. I think that's very important, that we can take that responsibility and, of course, you know, take what was given and move forward.
Do you feel in psychodrama the family system or the person's place in their family system is restored more with healing through psychodrama?
Well, you know, we can experience so many things in psychodrama. I'm thinking of my own work, which has, of course, gone on for many years. And I once went through a rebirthing where I had a chance to do a different kind of birth with a mother who, you know, was there to accept me instead of going into the incubator as I was in real life. We can really do anything in psychodrama and have any kind of new experience we want. And, of course, you know, as a psychodramatist, I'm always looking to guide that person into an experience that transforms, that heals, that changes, and that shifts. And the person often gets a chance to design it because, again, we're working with that conscious self and the conscious wish. And I think that if we meet the conscious wishes, again, we become more flexible, more open to growing, and then to developing those deeper connections and that deeper reality that constellation work can give us.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely wonderful. Yes, it's just amazing. And, you know, one thing that Heinz taught me that I find is very effective for people, we all come from a divine mother and divine father where everything is perfect, you know, spiritually perfect at the time of our birth or conception, and we're the divine child. And one technique he has in Constellations, which is very helpful for people that have resistance, is that you have your human mother, your human father that was very damaged by their life and the grandparents and great-grandparents, but at the same time, there's that divine, the divinity that they also embody is procreating us into the world as perfect children born into a human family system, and we are the divine child and the human child at the same time. So in that way, everyone has a similar experience, and actually the polarity of embodying two parts simultaneously is tremendously effective, I find.
Yes, and in psychodrama we would call that, there's a name for that, it's called surplus reality, meaning that there are other realities beyond one reality.
Yes, uh-huh. And what was the name of it again? I'm sorry, I missed that.
It's called surplus reality.
Okay.
So we have a surplus, an abundance of realities.
Yes, absolutely. And that in and of itself will broaden anyone's horizons, not that there's just one picture going on, but many things happening simultaneously. And I think some of the dysfunction people experience is they're just holding on to one negative story and will not see it any other way. And I found myself, I was dumbfounded in my constellations when I said, oh, my God, this is what was going on underneath what I perceived. And I felt I had, after 30 years of different kinds of therapies in the 60s, the 70s, and 80s, my eyes were open in a totally new way that I never had any idea of the systemic implications for myself and my parents and my ancestors who came before them. So that was really eye-opening, extremely eye-opening.
I think a very key piece also is sometimes people don't know the ancestors beyond one or two generations, and they think they can't go any further. But, of course, we have ways of going back further. Even if we don't know the actual events or the actual names or the actual faces, we can still touch upon those energies that are present, and then I like to use the word reconfigure. We can reconfigure those energies that are pregnant. Present, that's an interesting word I just used. Reconfigure those energies and allow a new energy to be released and take form.
Yeah, and what's wonderful is we're healing the ancestors and the system simultaneously while we're healing the client, and it's a privileged place to be. But we only have a minute left, so I just really want to have ways people can contact you. Your website is lakehousecenter.com, and I will type this in for our listeners so they'll be able to not have to listen to the show to get the information here. And Karen Carnabucci is my guest today. I'm very sorry for the drop call. That happens on rare occasion, and my apologies to our listeners. And her phone number is 262-633-2643. And her email is karenc@wi.rr.com. My name is Gary Stewart, and it's been a pleasure to speak to Karen Carnabucci here today on Conscious Connection. And I hope everyone enjoyed Psychodrama and Constellations explained to them in a wonderfully informative manner. Till next time, this is Gary Stewart. And as I say to all our listeners, namaste. And it's been our pleasure to speak to you, to show you different ways to access
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.